Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden. And, you know, when God started the process of moving his people out of their old circumstances, and he was getting ready to move them towards that place, that inheritance he had prepared, that place where their hopes and desires were all fulfilled. But when Moses would talk to Pharaoh, what he said is, "Let us go that we may go worship our God." Well, now we see what this is really all about. See, God has them on a journey, and he's taking them towards that inheritance. He's taking you and I towards that special inheritance that he has prepared. But now they get to Mount Sinai, and God says to Moses, "You have seen the amazing things I've done for you, and you've seen how I carried you myself through everything." And he goes on, he says, "I want you to be my special treasure. So get everyone ready. Have them sanctify themselves because I want to meet with you." Now, it's going to go on later and it's going to say, "Because I want you to prepare a place where I can dwell among you." See, yes, God has you and I on a journey. He's got amazing things stored up for you and I. And there's challenges along the way, and all those challenges are about is God showing himself strong on our behalf. But here's the real purpose. Yes, God wants to fulfill our hopes and dreams and desires, but God wants to move from that place of just being our God to a deeper place where he truly dwells among us. So he says to Moses, "Have the people sanctify themselves so I can meet with them." Now, sanctify only means just set yourself apart. See, God is so majestic and holy, we can't be ordinary and meet with him. So the people wash their clothes and they just change their lifestyle somewhat. They set themselves apart. They made a difference so they could be ready to meet with God. And again, God is saying, "I want to dwell among you." I mean, think about that. God is saying, "I want you today." God is saying to you, "I want you to be my special treasure. You're the apple of my eye. You're the thing that's on my heart. You're the most important thing there is for me." And God proved that when he sent his son. And so God is saying that. And so what we're going to see here is God meets with Moses. And I want to look at the Ten Commandments a little bit different. Don't look at them as a set of rules, a set of laws that, you know, you get wrong and you get in trouble. But I want to challenge you to look at them in a couple of ways. Number one, look at them as guidelines for God's holiness. See, God is a holy God. He is majestic. We cannot compare anything to him. And we're told in the Bible not to treat him as common. We've got to keep him as special. And what God is saying in some of the commandments, what he's saying is, "I'm a holy God. I love you. I want to be with you. I want to dwell among you. But these are things, because I'm a holy God, these are things that come between us. These are things that create a separation. Please don't do that. Don't create these barriers between us." So some of these commandments, you know, God is doing it because he's saying, "Look, I want to be with you, but because I'm holy, this comes between us." Now, when you've said yes to Jesus Christ, yes, our sins are forgiven. But you know what? Bad habits and bad practices still create barriers to that deeper relationship with the living God. So number one, God is saying, don't do these things because they create a barrier that in my holiness, I can't cross to reach to you, which is why he sent Jesus Christ. Number two, so the first group is things that create a barrier between us and him. But then the second set, God is saying, hey, don't do these things because I have these great blessings for you. And these things will interfere with that blessing. They will restrict my blessing in your life. And God is saying, I've got great things for you. Don't sabotage them. You know, a great example of that is God says, honor your father and mother that it may go well with you. There is a principle there. Doesn't matter if they were the greatest mom and dad in the world. There are no conditions set here. It just says, honor them and it will go well with you. See, there's so many times in God's word, he has established principles that work, We just have to respond to them. We don't have to understand them. They don't have to make sense to us. We just have to respond. And finally, there's a third category. And in that third category, God says, you are my representatives. You go out and you're a representative of me. So I want you to respond. I want you to act in a certain way in these circumstances because you are a reflection of me. Now, a great example of that is with Moses. Now, Moses, it says Moses was the humblest man that ever lived. Moses did some amazing things. He was an amazing servant of God. But you know, there came a time when he wasn't a great representation of God. See, on the journey towards their inheritance, they hit another dry place. There was no water. Now, God was fully prepared to meet their need. He was ready to do it. God was not flustered and he was not upset with the people. And he says to Moses, speak to the rock and it's going to give them water. But Moses, in his frustration, responded poorly. And Moses, in his frustration, struck the rock and yelled at the people. Now, God still provided the water. God still met their needs. But one of the consequences was that Moses got to see the inheritance, but he didn't get to dwell in it. You know, it is so important that we are a great representation of the living God. So when we look at these things, quit looking at them as laws and rules and do's and don'ts, but look at them more as, again, number one, God saying, I love you. I want to dwell right there with you. I want to have a relationship with you you cannot even imagine. But because I'm holy, these things create a barrier. Number two, God wants to bless. He wants to pour his blessings out. But these things limit or interfere with the flow of his blessings. And finally, these other things are a poor reflection or representation of him. So God has us on a journey. God has something amazing planned for you. He has planned it from the foundation of the earth. But you know, the real purpose between in all of this is God is saying, I want to be there with you. I don't want to just be your God. I want to be right there in the middle of it with you. So our challenge today is this. God is a holy God. We can't treat him as common. Yes, we know because of Jesus Christ, we can come boldly before his throne. But even in that, we need to sanctify ourselves and treat him as holy so that he can have a deeper relationship with us. This has been Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden. Thanks for being with us.